Stay tuned for Brother Johnson's News Behind the News. Get ready, Jesus is coming very soon.
A merry heart doeth good like a medicine is a merry heart.
Yes, it is, my friends. But a broken spirit, as the verse goes, drieth up the bones. Praise the Lord. Welcome to the program that opens up the end days truth, strengthening you and getting you tribulation ready for the troublesome days ahead, Acts chapter 14, verse 22. And please know that the I Am has sent me unto you, amen. The day of the Lord is at hand, my friends, and those that listen to this program will truly be informed Christians and will truly be blessed. The day of the Lord is near, my friends, so get right and get ready. This True Truth program is spiritual. Therefore, it needs your support in prayer, tithes, love gifts, and offerings, just as a true spiritual church needs them for support. And that is the biblical truth. Amen. Now, for another Last Days, End Times, quick Bible study by Brother Johnson, King James Version, from 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 12 and 13. Looking for and hastening unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. Watchman comment. These verses tell us that we are not only to look for the return of our Lord, but that we should be hasting, which means to desire earnestly, Greek baiudu. The coming day of God will be accompanied by some pretty sensational signs. The heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Now, will that be spectacular or what? It will definitely make our earthly fireworks look like one candle power. Does that scare you? It should not, if you're truly saved. Wow, I personally cannot wait. If I were to define the word heavens here, it might sound like this. The region above the surreal heavens, where the seat of order of things eternal and perfect, where God dwells, and other heavenly beings. The Greek word for that is uranos. Righteousness, in a broad sense, is a doctrine concerning the way in which man may attain a state approved by God. Righteousness is the only condition acceptable to God. Righteousness is, in a narrower sense, is justice or the virtue which gives each his due. Hallelujah. So what will you do, my listening friends? I pray if you are a regular listener to this program, it will be righteousness. Enough said, get right and get ready. Amen. Hallelujah. Let righteousness be found in you as you listen to this program tonight. Amen and amen. Come soon, Lord Jesus. Revelation chapter 22, verse 20. Prepare ye the way of the Lord, my friends. 8:8.
And God said, I am that I am. And he said, thus shalt thou say unto the children, I am has sent me unto you.
I am has sent me unto you. Welcome to Signs International Ministries. On these programs, you will hear prophetic words, preaching, and prophecy news behind the news updates. Now, prophecies by our signs ministers.
The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said,
let there be light.
Yea, saith the Lord, prepare now, my holy remnant, prepare for the time that is ahead. For the time of battle is near, and I have trained you well, for I, the Lord, am an awesome God. I have brought you up from the foundation of the world for the time that you live in. Seek not your own accord, but seek mine. Ring true with me, for the tone of my tone shall be heard across the whole world, and the world shall know that I have prepared you for such a time as this, saith God.
And now, a True Truth prophecy, quick Bible study from the King James Version. As always on this program, you get the true truth from God's holy word, not the doctrines of men. Luke chapter 1, verses 70 through 72. as he spake by the mouth of his holy prophets, which have been since the world began, that we should be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all that hate us, to perform the mercy promised to our fathers, and to remember his holy covenant. Watchman comment. One of the translation meanings for the word holy here is saint, Greek hagios. So it is not a stretch to say saint prophet. So before you call in a snide comment, please think first. What is a saint? It is simply a saved one. Amen. Romans chapter 1, verse 7. The beloved of God, called to be saints, which is the same Greek word found for the word holy prophet in Luke chapter 1, verse 70, Greek hagios. This, according to Luke 1:70, has not changed since the world began for a very specific reason in verse 71, that we should be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all that hate us. Now that is a Bible promise you can take to the bank. Deliverance from enemies and all that hate us. Wow, I will take that. How about you? But wait, there's even more in verse 72. To perform the mercy promised to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. One of the meanings of that word mercy is the mercy of Christ, whereby at his return to judgment he will bless true Christians with eternal life. For instance, Matthew chapter 27, verse 52 and 53, and the graves were opened, and many bodies of the saints which slept arose and came out of the graves. Hallelujah, amen. And my friends, that happened even before what we call the rapture, right after Jesus died on the cross, when the veil of the temple was torn in half at the last sacrifice for sin. Because of Christ's death, men were set free from the need to cleanse their sins by animal sacrifice, instead to just receiving the work of the cross to cleanse them from all unrighteousness, and glory be to Yahweh. Amen and amen. The time is short. The day of Christ is at hand. Glory to God. My faithful supporter, Philip from Ohio, obeyed the Spirit of the Lord and sent his WOW, Walk on Water, love gift. He is sponsoring tonight's program, and I thank you, Brother Philip, for obeying the Spirit of the Lord, because without your love offering, tonight's program would not have had a sponsor. Father, I just pray for Philip, Lord. Just bless Philip, Lord, and all his comings and all his goings, Lord God, and all that he has to do, Father, and all that he has to put up with, as we all do, Lord, in this last days and times world. Bring him through. Bring us through. Bring this program through. Bring Brother Johnson through, Lord God. In Jesus' name I pray, amen and amen and amen. And also, Lord, bless all the listeners as you touch them with your true truth tonight, amen. Now for the prophecy news behind the news, with my spirit-filled and spirit-led biblical perspective, you get only on Signs Radio Programming. Watchman Shofar. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news. Opiate-based prescriptions declared an epidemic by the CDC. There has been a recent epidemic of opium addiction that is growing fast as one of America's drug problems. The CDC says this is not coming from foreign cartels, trafficking, or drug dealers, but from the pharmacy down on the corner that so many visit for prescribed medicines. These opiate-based drugs include Vicodin, OxyContin, Oxycodone, and other opioid pain relievers. The CDC says that last year alone, enough of these drugs were prescribed by doctors, by the way, to medicate each and every American adult with 5 micrograms of hydrocodone, which is Vicodin and others, taken every 4 hours for a month, and have led to over 400,000 drug overdose deaths. Watchman comment, these painkiller drugs cure nothing, zip, zero. They just hide the pain that really is still there and cause people to become addicted when they shouldn't have to have that problem. Continuing. 8.6 earthquake possible in Southern California? My. Caltech suggests new mega earthquake. The U.S. Geological Survey and Caltech have been on the ball, working from a likely scenario, a simulated shakeout that would have a 7.8 quake hitting greater L.A. It would be deadly, destructive, and put us in the dark for days, if not weeks. Unfortunately, a 7.8 might now be too low of an estimate for the big one. Continuing. Watchman comment. A friend from New England wrote a rather long letter on American towns signing on to become green communities, which places them under federal jurisdiction. He wants to warn all Americans to urge their communities not to sign on to become green communities that are becoming privatized under the Federal Reserve, resulting in raised taxes and on-demand property home inspections for all residents in a green community, resulting in costly repairs. He wrote, "It is horrible, brother." Watchman comment. Sorry, brother, but due to time, I had to shorten up what you wrote, but the meat was still there. Now to my other listeners. I have not heard of this yet through my trusted news sources. However, when I can verify it, I will. Until then, keep your eyes and ears open. It sounds like something 666 end of days to me, Maranatha. Continuing. Jason Bourne mind control experiments on U.S. military veterans are real. The U.S. government ran chemical experiments on military veterans under operations MKUltra, Bluebird, and Artichoke, called Project Paperclip. According to court documents, U.S. Magistrate Judge Jacqueline Scott Corley in Oakland, California, said in her ruling that the documents requested by the veteran plaintiffs were squarely relevant to their claim that the government, through the VA, did not adequately notify veterans of chemicals they were purposely exposed to during experimentation, and perhaps more importantly, what effects that exposure might have had on their physical and mental health. Details of this sad episode in our history were contained in a 2009 class action lawsuit filed by the Vietnam Veterans of America and individual soldiers. The suit charges the U.S. Army and the Central Intelligence Agency, with the help of former Nazi scientists, of using at least 7,800 vets as guinea pigs to test the effect of as many as 400 different types of drugs and chemicals. They included mescaline, a psychedelic alkaloid, LSD, a psychedelic drug, amphetamines, barbiturates, nerve agents, and mustard gas. Watchman comment. Drugs not only make people deathly sick, drugs also alter minds to do things that they would never do normally. Like enter a theater in Colorado, killing 12 and wounding 70. Gun control is the name of the game. Mind control is the same. Continuing. The Department of Homeland Security is preparing to use surveillance drones for the purposes of public safety. According to remarks by the DHS Secretary Janet Napolitano during a U.S. House hearing, despite increasing concerns about the drones being hacked or used to collect personal information in violation of the Fourth Amendment, DHS officials declined to appear at a July 19th House Homeland Security Oversight Investigations and Management Subcommittee hearing that sought to establish how the DHS could guarantee privacy rights would be protected. Continuing. U.S. military and local police working together on American streets. The U.S. military is being used to protect civilian events like the 2012 Democratic and Republican Party National Conventions in Tampa, Florida, and Charlotte, North Carolina. U.S. NORTHCOM and Leon Panetta, U.S. Secretary of Defense, has readily admitted that U.S. Armed Forces will collaborate with local law enforcement if called upon. In fact, more than 20,000 troops were brought home and readied for deployment within the U.S. to assist in civil unrest and crowd control. Watchman comment. This is in direct violation of the Posse Comitatus Act, which makes it illegal to use U.S. troops for policing on American soil. Just another Barack Hussein Obama violation of U.S. law. Don't believe me? Here are some examples. Number one, an estimated 500 military police and dogs will be used as law enforcement battalions. These soldiers, having served on tours in Afghanistan, will now be activated and based out of military bases across America to help local police forces. Number two, National Guard has been witnessed in Virginia conducting wellness checks and patrolling residential neighborhoods as well as downtown city areas. In Southern California, number three, the TSA have been caught patrolling train stations, and bus terminals. Number four, the U.S. Congress has given over $25 million in more funding to support unannounced TSA checkpoints. Number five, military soldiers and TSA checkpoints are not the only tricks up the U.S. government's sleeves. Number six, the National Rifle Association, NRA, is bringing attention to the anti-gun purveyors like New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg, who is included in those who are calling for immediate restriction of gun sales to average Americans. Continuing.
This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news.
Obamacare regulations decree unmarried homosexuals are treated as family members. Although same-sex marriage is not recognized by the federal government, U.S. President Barack Obama has continued to change federal benefit regulations to grant unmarried homosexuals the same rights as married couples. The Obama administration has imposed a series of new government rules extending federal benefits to the same-sex partners and stepchildren of unmarried homosexuals, but not for unmarried heterosexuals. Seems a little discriminatory there, doesn't it? Continuing. Massive wealth destruction coming. Well-to-do may lose 50%. One analysis sees a 50% loss of wealth for some, with much more widespread economic destruction. In a recent interview of a new book, Aftershock, the data is clear. 50% unemployment, a 90% stock market drop, and 100% annual inflation starting in 2012. Continuing. HIV/AIDS. No end in sight, as UNICEF's senior advisor says that more than 330,000 children are being born with HIV/AIDS every year. Early on, women were given drugs during pregnancy and then different drugs in labor to prevent the virus from passing to their baby at birth. The baby was then also given a short course of drugs. It was complicated and ineffective for many of the women. Watchman comment. Not only are these very dangerous drugs ineffective, but the side effects are very effective, with many of the side effects causing as much or more problems than the HIV/AIDS itself does. I ask you, do these doctors and their drugs prolong life, or do they hasten death, as do cancer drugs? Many die from cancer drugs long before the cancer would have killed them. Continuing. A 666 police state? Three armed men carrying weapons and driving unmarked vehicles with no license plates seized Rossum Foods founder James Stewart. Offering no badges, no ID, and no warrant, they claimed to be making an arrest, but then they said on video they were not police officers. They then stuffed him into a vehicle and drove off. Much of the incident was captured on video by a witness who provided the video information for this report. Watchman comment. Were those guys bounty hunters? They had firearms on their hips and dressed in gangster-style street clothes, satanic imagery on their t-shirts and tattoos. James Stewart was wanted on $130,000 in bail by Ventura County, which had originally put him on $1 million bail, an amount usually reserved for murderers, rapists, or serial killers. James was accused of selling unpasteurized milk, big crime, through Rossum Foods, which was made the target of an FDA-funded and politically motivated attempt to destroy the raw milk industry in California. All this over raw milk? Really? Is this what California has come to now? If you sell unpasteurized milk, is that what America is now? Wow. James does not sound like an Al Capone type to me. My, the last day signs, the end times, they sure are here. His attorneys, by the way, now describe him as a political prisoner being held against all law. My, oh my. What is America coming to? Continuing. The New York Times openly admits mainstream media stories are scripted by the White House. Millions of Americans have long suspected that the so-called mainstream media is big-time controlled, whether selectively or institutionally. A recent New York Times story not only substantiates that belief, it proves just how controlled the messages are that are coming from those who mean to rule over us. What's more, the story demonstrates that most major media sources are giving out only the information the American public is being allowed to hear. Watchman comment, my. Talk about a police state. Talk about a Nazi-type situation. Talk about communistic socialism. My. Continuing. Did you know that prescription drugs kill 6,200% more Americans each year than homicidal shootings? Every day, 290 people are killed by FDA-approved prescription drugs, and that's the conservative number published by the Journal of American Medical Association. As no one seems to believe these numbers are real, I'll quote the source. The Journal of the American Medical Association, JMA, Volume 284, Number 4, July 26, 2000, authorized by Dr. Barbara Starfield, MD, MPH, of the Johns Hopkins School of Hygiene and Public Health. Watchman comment, though I've already been commenting, now do you believe the warnings of the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, Yahweh's called and ordained watchman now? If not, I don't know what to tell you. Watchman Shofar.
This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news.
My dear listening friends, please pray about taking the time to write me this week. It would be such a joy to find your letter in Post Office Box 122 when I go to check it. If the Lord is touching your heart, please write signs spelled S-I-G-N-S-P-O Box 122, Town is Lyle, spell that, L-I-S-L-E, State is New York, just abbreviate that, N-Y, zip code for the USA, 13797. You can leave your return address off and enclose cash to remain anonymous if you want to, but I promise you I never send out letters asking for money, and that's the truth. I obey Yahweh and only mention the money need on the program as he told me to. Thank you for writing and for helping to keep all Signs radio programs on the air. Now, a devotional to help keep you informed, titled Unanswered Prayer. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 12. For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open to their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. So, my friends, let's let this little story inspire us. Teacher, said a young boy, why is it that so many prayers are unanswered? I do not understand. The Bible says, ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened unto you. But it seems to me, said the young boy, a great many knock and are not admitted. The teacher answered very wisely, did you ever sit by your fireplace on some dark evening and hear a loud knocking at the door? Going to answer the knock, have you not sometimes looked out in the darkness, seeing nothing but you hear the sound of feet running away of some mischievous boy who knocked but did not wish to enter and therefore ran away? It is often so with us, said the teacher. We ask for blessing, but we do not really expect them. We knock, but we do not mean to enter. We fear that Jesus will not hear us, will not fulfill his promises, will not admit us, and so we go away. Ah, said the boy, I see, his eyes shining and the new light dawning in his soul. Jesus can't be expected to answer runaway knocks. He has never promised it. So now I understand, and I must keep knocking and knocking, staying at the door until Jesus can't help opening the door and see me. My friends, that's the end of the story. So let's become persistent in our prayer life and expect God to open the door and see us standing there waiting to see him. Hallelujah, amen, glory to God. The kingdom of heaven is at hand, my dear listening friends. Amen and amen. So get right and get ready. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto you and unto the churches. Now a preached altar call in a church service by Pastor Moore.
When Jesus says, come up here, when Jesus says it's time for you to come home, are you going to be ready? Folks out there in radio land, are you ready? Because the time is getting short. The day is coming when Jesus Christ is going to come back for his people. But the day is also coming that he's going to call you home. He's going to call you out into eternity. Are you going to be ready to go when he calls you?
My friends, when you know Christ Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you will not fear the end times, last days you live in today. Instead, you will be awake and blessed and ready. So as I always say, get right and get ready. But be sure to wake up first. Hallelujah. The repeat of tonight's program is on Saturday morning, frequency 7490 at 8:30 a.m. WWCR. But the contract ends, and therefore the program ends, on October 27th due to lack of support. Then later that day on Saturday night, please tune in at 9 p.m. Eastern for a fresh new program on frequency 4840 Eastern. You calculate your time. Saturday nights, my friends, is my most listened to program, and it will continue to air, amen and amen. For more daily news and text form like you heard on this program, be sure to go to signsradio.com. That's www.signsradio.com. All one word. Just like it sounds, signsradio.com, all one word. Look for the blue wiggling arrow, click the News with Views link. Here is the address to write again. S-I-G-N-S, P-O, Box, 122, L-I-S-L-E-N-Y, 13797.
Hi, this is Jeff, currently in Knoxville, Tennessee, listening to you on 4840. I figured I'd give you a holler and say you're coming in loud and clear. Looking forward to coming in the clouds. Hope to see you at the party, Big Daddy. Yeah.
God bless you, Brother Jeff. That was a rather unique radio check. Maranatha.
Hi, Brother Johnson. This is Brother Thomas from Southeast Alabama on the programs. Both coming in real clear. The one this morning on 7490 and 4840 were coming in loud and clear in this area. The reception was clear. In fact, the signal strength was almost like an FM signal. And this one other thing on ABC News this morning, an interesting news thing they talked about. There was a man who was arrested that had some kind of a virus, I believe the hepatitis C virus, liver virus, and they found out that he's worked at several hospitals over 13 states in the last 5 years and has come in contact with no telling how many people. It looks like a major medical crisis in the works. So that's what I heard on ABC News this morning. Follow it up in the days ahead. And you have a great day. Maranatha.
Thanks for that radio check, brother, and for sharing that news report. I somehow missed that one, but they all heard it. God bless you, Maranatha.
Yeah, Brother Johnson, loud and clear in northwestern Ohio. May God keep you and bless you, and may his kindness shine upon you. Maranatha.
Thank you, my friend, for all your radio checks. I sure do appreciate it, and especially that blessing. God bless you right back. Maranatha.
Radio report in Delaware County, Pennsylvania. That's just outside Philadelphia, southeastern corner. You're good, clear. We hear you easily on 9350 and WWCR. Oh, God bless you. You're a wonderful teacher. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, my dear sister, for that call. It certainly blessed my heart. God bless you right back. Maranatha. Now, my virtual recorder number, slow enough for you to dial as I say it. If you'll just pick up your phone and get ready, please tell me your state and how well you could hear the program when you call or write. Are you ready to dial? Here it comes. Please continue to hit your redial until you can get through if it's busy. 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. Repeating. 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. Thanks again, my friends, for tuning in tonight to Signs International Radio, touching the whole world by shortwave radio, internet, downloads, and podcasting. There is no place in the world that cannot get Signs Radio, the program that prepares you for the last days and times you live in right now today. And my heartfelt thanks and prayers to all who send support to keep this program on the air. Signs listeners are just the best.
I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
And I love you.
Be awesomely blessed, Maranatha, Watchman's Shofar.
Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Jesus is coming. The day of the Lord is at hand. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Amen.